Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors continues to take action on unpaid cannabis excise taxes, approving a second batch of permit revocations. 15 cannabis cultivation permits were revoked by supervisors at their March 18th meeting, following the 21 revocations approved the prior week. The revocations stem from unpaid Measure S cannabis taxes, with the total debt amounting to $14 million as of October 2023, when the board directed staff to pursue payments. Farmers had until March 31, 2024, to enter into back tax payment plans with the county and have until the end of this month to fully pay debts. The revocations apply to permit holders who haven't entered into payment plans, and the debts include unpaid planning department fees. Planning Director John Ford explained further actions that will follow the revocations.
So what will be the next stage is we will notify the permit holders and or property owners at this point that there is no longer a permit on file. So the cannabis-related infrastructure needs to be removed. It can be retained if it serves a permitted use on the property. But the large greenhouses, the large amounts of irrigation tubing and things like that will largely need to go.
Ford added that prior to revocations, permits are suspended and debtors have a chance to make payment arrangements. But he said, quote, in these particular cases, the permit holders have not really pushed to see this resolved. During a public comment period, cannabis farmer Craig Johnson said the revocations show that conditions have changed as expected and Measure S needs to be reformed.
To say that we haven't been jumping up and down saying Measure S isn't working and notifying the board, sharing year after year after year that this is really going to come to a final stop point and a cliff, and here we are. So please, you know, we were expressing over the years that this was going to be happening and that we needed a different plan with Measure S, and we're overburdened with fees and taxes in all different directions. So our farm does not owe any taxes. We are current, but my heart goes out to those that do and that are having their reality right outside their home change forever.
Supervisors unanimously approved the revocations. Also at the meeting, supervisors approved allowing indoor cannabis cultivation on 7 parcels of the Evergreen Business Park in Redway. The allowance is applied through what's known as a Q combining zone, which sets specific standards for targeted areas. Supervisor Mike Wilson asked why the county's only Q zone is for the Redway Business Park and not others. The only other business park in the county is adjacent to the airport in McKinleyville, and Ford said that owner isn't interested in cannabis. He added that the Redway Q zone has performance standards that respond to community concerns.
Part of good land use practice, good zoning practice, is to listen to the concerns of the community. So we had 2 sets of concerns. McKinleyville, don't want it.
Right.
Redway, we can tolerate it, but you gotta address the water, you gotta address the power. And if you do those things, we're in agreement. Mm-hmm. So what this Q zone does, even though it's limiting, I get that from your perspective, is taking and looking at what the community has articulated as their concerns and incorporated that into an action for the board to consider.
Okay.
So that you're taking into account the concerns of the community.
Board Chair and Southern Humboldt Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said SoHum is, quote, in a downward trend in people and opportunities, and I feel this is a good improvement to that business park, which is largely empty right now. The Q zone and its indoor cannabis allowance was unanimously approved. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.